This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to a Thanksgiving week edition of Washtenaw United. Earlier this month, the United Way of Washtenaw County named Eileen Spring as its Power of the Purse 2021 Woman of the Year. Eileen's name should be familiar. She is president and CEO of Food Gatherers in Washtenaw County. Today, we are privileged to have both Eileen and the president and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, Pam Smith. Pam, thank you so much for being here. Eileen, glad to have you on today as well.
Super happy to be here, David. Thank you.
Pam, I want to start here. What went into deciding the Power of the Purse Woman of the Year designation with such a long and distinguished list of candidates from which to choose?
We established a Woman of the Year in 2009. And what we wanted to do was recognize all of the powerful women that were working in our community to help us make this community a better place. Some of the things that we look for is this leader addressing women's needs in our community? Have they been an outspoken advocate for women? How are they serving the community? Whether they give time, talent, or treasure in support of women in strengthening our community. So those are just some of the things that we look for when we're nominating a Woman of the Year for the Power of the Purse event.
Well, and Eileen, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Did you know it was coming, or were you surprised when you got the call?
Oh, I was totally surprised and grateful. It's really a recognition of our organization and just an amazing team that we have at Food Gatherers. You know, I'm not the person that's driving in a truck right now with hand sanitizer by my side and a, you know, prayer. I have a great operations team and community-based team that's really doing the hard and heavy lifting right now. And so it really is a nice way to recognize their efforts as well.
Pam, there are a great number of the criteria that you mentioned that Eileen matches, and you should probably add humility to the list. What about the work of Food Gatherers did put Eileen at the top of the list for this distinguished award?
I know that we have all said this has been an extraordinary year. So I do want to make a point. This was the first time that a nonprofit executive director has been nominated and won the award. And this year certainly has pushed all of us to our limits. But Eileen has just consistently throughout the pandemic handled every challenge and overcome every obstacle that's been thrown her way to make sure that this community has remained food secure and to make sure that the systems are working to put food in over 150 food pantries around the community to make sure that people are getting what they need. Even so much that's calling in the National Guard, and I'll let her take that line.
Yes, indeed. It has been a year that is entirely different from any other we've experienced. And Eileen, for as long as you've been working to address food insecurity, and I believe you've been with Food Gatherers 27 years or so, how has 2020 been different, including having to call in the National Guard?
Yes, it's been extraordinary. So, you know, we lived through the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009 and learned a lot from that about how to prepare. We've had government shutdowns. And so we're really kind of attuned to being an emergency responder and able to step up quickly to expand capacity. But the challenges with this pandemic were just unanticipated. And I would say that, you know, the challenges were at like three fronts. We lost access to a steady food supply. A lot of our food in the past, we would glean from rescued food from grocery stores, about nearly almost half of our food totals in pre-pandemic years. But just with all the changes in consumer behavior, that sort of source of food has reduced to about 22% right now, at the same time that demand skyrocketed. And then add on that, you know, we have always at Food Gatherers relied on amazing volunteers to help with the day-to-day labor. Food's very intimate. You know, you have to touch it, you have to package it, you have to sort it. And overnight, we lost access to 7,000 volunteers for safety reasons. So that was huge and remains a big challenge. But we are very grateful to the Michigan National Guard for helping us out and standing shoulder to shoulder, 6 feet apart, with us at the warehouse, both at the beginning of the pandemic and still today.
Our Washtenaw United conversation continues on 89.1 WEMU. We have two president and CEOs with us, Pam Smith at the United Way of Washtenaw County and Eileen Spring of Food Gatherers, whom Pam's organization has selected as its Power of the Purse 2021 Woman of the Year. Now, Eileen, it's entirely likely food insecurity is going to remain at a very high level for some time to come. It's going to take the effort of all levels of our community and our governmental structure. Have you been concerned about the state Supreme Court decision that has limited Governor Whitmer's COVID-19 emergency order powers and how that might impact your ability to serve those in need?
Well, I would just like to say that food service, whether you're at a grocery store or helping at a pantry or, you know, running a food bank, we're all essential service. And my team and folks throughout the community have been able to continue to do this work. But if people in the public really need to pay attention to the public health guidelines and wear a mask. Our biggest fear is that pantries will have to close, or we may have to close if there is a community outbreak in our warehouse or at pantries. And so these next few weeks are really critical because there is so much food insecurity. We want to be able to keep delivering food to folks that need it, but need to keep our staff healthy and safe.
And Pam, the United Way has supported Food Gatherers and its endeavors for some time now. How is that investment, or how is that relationship going to have to change to accommodate all of these circumstances under which we find ourselves?
Well, the United Way has done, we have shifted, right, how we raise money.
Right.
When the COVID pandemic first started, one of the differences, when we usually have an emergency fund, it's for a discrete, finite incident, like one tornado in one town, or, you know, one flood in one area. And when the pandemic hit, it was everywhere, and it's not going away. We've had some good information about vaccines are coming, so I hope that will happen in the very near future. But United Way raised over $1 million at the beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, I reached out to Eileen and said, what do you need? How can we help to make sure that those dollars continue to flow? And then what we were able to do with that $1 million was leverage an additional grant from MPHI that brought another $500,000 into our community. So what we're doing is becoming much more nimble, much quicker at getting money in and getting it back out to the programs that need the funds. It's really important to remember United Way has been here for 100 years in our community. We're going to celebrate that in 2021 and put a bookend on 2020, I hope.
Right.
But I think moving forward, we'll become a much more, we are already a small organization, but much more nimble and much more focused on how to get the dollars where they're needed the most, the quickest that we can.
Eileen, we're just a few days away from Thanksgiving. Many folks who depend on those family and friend gatherings for their food through the holiday period will not be able to get together as such. What efforts are underway for the holiday as we approach?
It's important for folks to know that they could go to our website and look up where folks can get food in the coming weeks, every day and in the coming weeks. And that's foodgatherers.org. We have a need food page. And, you know, lots of different agencies are doing different kinds of things around the holidays. And you can find that all there. But stay safe is what I say.
David, there's one more option as well. Food is very important, but people can call 211 as well if they have any other needs. So we're seeing an increased call volume to 211, which is a free 24/7 service that United Way provides. You'll talk to a real person, and they'll tell you where the resources are closest to your zip code that are available. So not only the food pantries, but we've gotten increased calls for eviction prevention and utility shutoffs. Food is always one of the top three. So it's really important to just know that that's one more resource that's out there for people.
And Eileen, as you look forward, at some point they're going to declare the pandemic at an end. What lessons have been learned through this most difficult year that food gatherers can carry forward and apply in the future?
You know, we work in partnership with 170 different nonprofit programs, and the vast majority of them have stayed open and adapted. And that is a testament to their resiliency and also the infrastructure and safety net that we have built in Washtenaw County. with the help of funders like United Way. And I think that the economic impact of this pandemic, we are still going to be facing even once a vaccine is available. And I think it's a good testament and a reminder to funders that safety net matters and you can't build it overnight in a disaster. It has to exist and be able to adapt and respond. And I think we have done that in Washtenaw County. We have more work to do and more challenges ahead, but I'm really grateful to work in partnership with so many agencies here in our community.
I'd like to thank you both for the time today. Thank you both for the work you do, and as circumstances allow, I wish you both a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, David. And because it is Thanksgiving week, I want to make sure that we thank all the nonprofits professionals that are out there working 24/7 for people to make sure that the safety net exists. So thanks to the nonprofit professionals in our community that are providing the needed services.
That is Pam Smith, President and CEO of the United Way of Washtenaw County, and her organization's 2021 Woman of the Year, Eileen Spring, who serves as President and CEO of Food Gatherers. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.